Good morning. It is 7:44, and we have Chris Crane back in the saddle once again, this time for an edition of Naffy Notes. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, James. I told Sherry when I came in, I don't know, I've had a lot on my mind about other things. I have some things I want to get done today, and I literally am driving and realize I'm kind of taking my time going in, and then my phone goes off, and it says Naffy Notes. I went, oh, no, okay. Well, I did take a shower this morning, so
no makeup,
but that's okay, and people listen on radio, hopefully. But I'm going to answer your question. First of all, how many radios do you
have? Yeah, that's our question. Today is National Radio Day.
I looked. Of course, we have three vehicles, so there's radios there. Our master bathroom, we have a radio in there, and it is set to KGGF.
It's good.
I think it's pretty funny. You know, growing up, when I grew up, KGGF was on at the house. It was in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and it was always on.
Yeah.
And you listen to it all the time.
No reason to turn it off.
No, there really wasn't. My husband has an old stereo system out in the garage, and you can hear it when you go outside at night. The garage door's shut, but you can hear talking, and it's KGGF going, because he just leaves it on 24/7. But we have our master bathroom, our bedroom. I have one in the living room. We've got a really cool one of those old-fashioned. It's a turntable,
mm-hmm.
and it's got the radio and CD player. And then we've got another one of the curved, the old-fashioned radios. It's in another bedroom. So we have quite a few. So some of the news for Naffy Notes. Let's see. Since last I was here, we were going to have our parking lot. We got that new parking lot done. We were going to have it striped, and they weren't able to make it. They were on another job, so they're coming next week. And that would be very helpful because it'll all be done in time for our unity gathering, and I'll get back to that. But one of the things we did and I talked about was we had done a collaboration with the Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma and the USDA and the State of Oklahoma Department of Education this summer, where we gave out summer meal boxes. And the students had to be kids 0 to 18 years old, be Oklahoma residents, and they could come by on Thursdays. And we were open from 8 to 1 and pick up a meal box. And there were 5 lunches, 5 breakfasts, 5 snacks. And I think we didn't know what to expect. This was our first year doing it. I do have a final count. We did this for 10 weeks, and we ended up giving out a total of 10,800 meals during the 10-week period. So that was pretty impressive, and we know we're going to do it again. I think the Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma is very happy with how we performed. We've heard no complaints, and they are very strict and do audits and everything, so we're pretty happy about that. I know also we just signed up Margot, I can't remember Margot's last name, Attinger, I think, from Washington County Department of Health, contacted us, and we're going to start September 1st, through October 22nd. So this will be 8 weeks. And we did this last year. We did Tai Chi from 9:30 to 10:30 and Walking with Ease from 10:30 to 11:30. And these are classes. We'll do them on every Tuesday and every Thursday at those starting at 9:30. You can come to one and leave, or you can come to later class. But the idea is for added mobility and walking. We have a lot of elders. I think I might be taking some.
Hey,
I hate to
yeah.
say that, but and people repeat. They come back because it's just really low impact, not really exercising. Just the Tai Chi is kind of like that.
Slow. Yeah.
And really stretching and everything like that. So we're really looking forward to that. We apply every year at NAFI for CCO, which Community and Cultural Outreach Program, provides a lot of grant opportunities through Cherokee Nation to us. And there is a public health and wellness that we are able to apply for every year. And one of the things we have applied, and we're waiting to hear back on a couple of things, but we know we got approved the solar table, like it's down here at there's one on the plaza and one here at the Union, the railroad park. Those were provided by Cherokee Nation. Been a few years ago, and at the time when they did it, we got one at NAFI, and it is wonderful. It's a charging station. You can put your phone on them and charge, and it's really nice. We've had a lot of compliments and a lot of use of our table, and I see people sitting at the ones here at the railroad park here across from the Midland Theater and downtown quite a bit using the charging. We got approved. We're going to order another one, and I think we're going to be putting that down over by probably by our iris room, by the pavilion area. There's a sunny, and we that way we can have it bolted into the concrete. And I'm looking at the one we're getting is going to have five seats with backs on them instead of bench seating. And then there'll be a spot for a wheelchair. I don't know when we're going to have that in, but we did get approved on that. And another thing, speaking of the walking with ease and the Tai Chi, we also are going to be approved for adding into walking trails. We've got some concrete around the NAFI building. And Harry Howard had a wonderful idea about this and kind of plotted it out for us. And we're going to be adding some concrete, but tying into the existing concrete and maybe walk, it'll go around the community garden. And there's a setting area we'll have and just go back, kind of make a circuit, I guess. And I don't know how many laps it's going to be. We'll, you know, equal a quarter mile or something like this. But when the weather's nice, and especially, I mean, when it's hot like this, you want to be inside doing that walking with ease, the walking classes. But when it's nice outside, cooler, it's nice to go out and have a little walking circuit to do. So we've got plans for that. And I think we applied to do some additions to our community garden and have some other seating areas. So we're really looking forward to taking advantage of this grant opportunity and doing that. I do. And when I talked about the community garden, we've been very blessed because Angie Bayless-Smith has been coming out. She works at the casino, and she is a master gardener certified, and she has, on her time off, volunteer time, she's been the one that's really implemented our community garden this year, and it was enormous. We had a tunnel, cattle panels that was bent like a...
Oh, yeah.
It was beautiful because, and there's gourds hanging in there right now, okay. And there were cucumbers. We had a good crop of cucumbers, and right now we've got some okra. We've had squash. We've got a lot of tomatoes. And then she also had a blackberry bush she was trying to start, which hopefully that'll continue. And we've had a lot of green peppers. So we really appreciate Angie going to the trouble and doing this for us. Tonight, Dewey, the Cherokee Cultural Community of Dewey, is having their monthly potluck. And it's at 6 o'clock. They're located at 700 East Durham Road. They're in Dewey. If you're on 75 going south, you get to the stoplight where there's a Casey's on your right. That's Durham. Take a left, half a block on your right. And they always have a good time. I do know that they're having Cherokee Nation Natural Resources is coming in to talk about fishing and hunting and things like that. So I don't know what the entree is going to be, but if you're going to attend, take a side dish or a dessert, something to share with everybody. I know they always have a good time. I was telling you we had an ambassador change. It's not really in NAFI news, but the Coffeyville ambassadors, we have set the dates for haunted history. So some people are very interested in that. We're going to be doing the haunted history tours on Friday, October 16th, Saturday, October 17th, and Friday, October 23rd. And I'll be giving the tours like we did last year. And it's just a couple hours. We will be getting a flyer out for it, and you'll be able to purchase the tickets at the chamber. It's a limited amount for each night, and it's just kind of fun. Walk around, and I tell some kind of gruesome stories, but everything I tell is true, and you might run into people from Coffeyville's past. You just never know, and it's always it's just fun to do stuff like that. But really, that's about everything we've got. I did want to say again on the Tai Chi class, that's free to anybody. You don't have to be Native American. That's just... starting September 1st, every Tuesday and Wednesday, or Tuesday and Thursday, excuse me, through October 22nd from 9:30 to 11:30. So, and you don't need to register ahead of time, just show up. So really, honestly, we're busy. I feel like we're really busy all the time. There's always something going on.
Well, next time here, next month, we're going to be talking about the Unity Gathering. We're going to be hitting
we're
that
preparing
hard
right now. I mean, we really are. We have a lot of, we've already... I think we're going to have the Passatopas, and you know who I'm talking about, the dancers. They always come, and they do. They have a drummer of their own, but we're going to have two more drum groups, I believe, and we're excited about that. So there's always going to be continuous flute playing. We'll always have things going on. Singers this year. It's going to be a great event. And anybody who's interested, we are going to have the craft vendors. But we would like them to have to be Native American, and you can't just show up and set up. You need to contact us at the office, which is 918-255-4035, and talk to me. I'm kind of in charge of the vendors, and leave a message if I don't answer, and leave your phone number and what you're calling about. I'll give you a call, and we will try and set it up. But right now, I've already got like 13 vendors set up for this, and that's That's a popular thing to go to craft fairs.
Oh yeah, and so, you've got. Are you gonna have the tent set up for them?
We're gonna have. Yeah. We've got three big tents, mm-hmm. and I think we're gonna have to set up all three of the tents, just so, and we will, you know, provide, you know, a place for them in the shade. And then we are working on getting the speakers. I think we figured it out so people can hear on that side,
yeah,
hear the stuff that's going on. And then, of course, we'll have all that free food. I think Charlie's going to do the pulled pork again. And we've got fry bread, grape dumplings, cowboy beans from Tim Scooter Howard, and Smiling Charlie, and the hot dogs. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. And, of course, we're hoping Chief will show up. We plan on having some tribal counselors there. And I also know... Tribal counselor Dora Patskowski, who is with District 12, Dewey is her district. She's going to be coming at the children's activity thing and teaching them how to make baskets. So we always appreciate any assistance like that. And I think she enjoys teaching that craft too to these youngsters. So
that'll be good. Save the date for Saturday, September 26th, starting at 10 in South Coffeyville.
Yep. And that's about all I've got for you.
All right. Well, Chris, we appreciate it. And of course, we will catch up with you here in a few weeks for our next edition of Fry Bread Journeys.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That is Chris Crane here with Naffy Notes on the Mighty 690. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with some guests from Community National Bank and Trust here on a Ask the Expert segment for you. So that is on the way here in just a few minutes. Keep it here on the Mighty 690.